DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com.
Good morning, Chet.
Good morning, David. From the palatial Pride 48 studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Daniel's Birthday. It's my birthday, bitches. iTunes gift cards, please. Please. Thank you. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the iTunes... No, I am joined from the iTunes gift card-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel. Good morning. I mean, good evening. Good afternoon.
I don't know how... How do you feel about barebacking?
Well, I really depends on what sense of the term you mean.
No, I'm just saying, you know, there's a lot of controversy or contravacy. I've heard it both ways in the gay community about, you know, showing barebacking porn, that it teaches people to fetishize things that are basically unsafe to do and whatever. Anyway, I didn't know it. I don't know if you noticed this or not. I am barebacking this evening.
There must be another meaning for that term.
My pop filter. I do not have a pop filter.
Oh,
and like halfway,
okay.
Halfway through the intro there.
You're unprotected.
I was being very plosive
in
the beginning of the thing there. I apologize. I saw Ryan Seacrest on TV and he didn't have a pop filter. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. Why am I sitting here podcasting in a rain jacket? When Ryan Seacrest is out there just freeballing it.
You know, I don't know if it was on purpose, but I did notice that now that your pop filter is gone, you kind of underpronounced your P there just then when you said it. And I have a tendency to do that as well. I like roll my lips under. I don't even know what I do, but when I'm saying B's and P's and stuff like that, I kind of back away a little bit.
I have a solution here. I can do this, which is...
Well, that's not going to be noise. So it's right on the tip.
No, it's kind of like... Right, it's just on the tip.
It's
kind of like, you know, one of those little tiny fake condoms that you use for oral sex back in the day.
I never, but
I've been married for 10 years. I haven't had sex. So I did. Bareback or otherwise. So hi, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing well. You video called me way early, and I was watching Worst Cooks in America.
Well, you mean that show that you have decided that you can cheat on?
Yes, that I still contend they could be the best chefs ever and just create one bad dish and convince everyone that they're a bad. And then they can kind of pretend they're getting better each week.
Right.
It's okay. There's a gay, how stereotypical. There's a black queenie flight attendant gay 41-year-old on the show. I mean.
How is 41 a stereotype?
I don't know. I'm just saying what he is. I'm just saying, you know, he's like, honey, it's fierce, you know, and waving his hand around and like, you know, anyway.
Okay. Well, you know, we can talk about food in a minute because there's much food news to talk about. However, I would be remiss if I didn't say that it's 10:15 p.m. on a Tuesday evening. And that can, of course, only mean one thing. We are broadcasting live on Pride48.com. And we are joined by our fabulous, lovely chat room audience. Adam, who's with us this evening in the audience?
Daniel Brewer, Bear Herman, Cosmic Popsicle, It's All About Dan, It's All About Nowhere Chrissy, Q Sledge, Reek Kit Wee, I believe that's RC in Wisconsin, I don't know what, Toppy Smelly, then we've got Brian, that Blue Jeans guy, I guess it would be David, that Blue Jeans guy, because he's trying to confuse me, Mags, Ramble Redhead, and Artie Cruiser?
Well, he's from
Get
Down
a
Under.
Rope. Oh, no, that's New York City.
Right. Excellent. So there you go. Welcome to everyone here in the chat room. So there's a lot of things here on our trellis that I probably won't get to.
Oh, you mean the cello?
Yeah, the cello here.
Is that what you mean?
I'm going to slide it down to the bottom here because I don't think that it's, I don't know. I haven't really figured out how I'm going to talk about that yet.
I don't, that could be a very deep conversation.
Yeah,
I'm not
is.
Quite sure.
It is. It is. And so I think we'll just skip over that. So let's talk about this other stuff that we've got here on the old trellis. You know, one of the things that that I did this past weekend is I went into New York City with Brian and Kevin from Danbury.
I saw the photo.
Yeah, and we met up with other friends from Connecticut, Glenn and Bill, and we went and saw A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, which is Robert's and I's second time seeing it, but we were raving about it so much that we got them to go and see it as well. So we went there to see that. We then had, so we started off by having a lovely lunch. Then we went and saw A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder at the Matinee Show. And then Glenn of Glenn and Bill is a member of the comedy sports improv troupe in New York City, and they do air shows on Saturday evening. So we went and saw the comedy sports show. Glenn was not in the show that night, but we were sitting with him, and so it was puppets versus humans that evening.
That makes me think water sports. Every time you say comedy sports, I think water sports. I don't know why.
It really is. It's pretty much the same. And so we went and had a lovely dinner at where did we eat? I've already forgotten the name of where we ate. Oh, Matt's Place. We went to Matt's Place.
Matt's.
It's Matt's Place. It's Matt's
Place. How is Matt doing?
Place. Yeah, Matt's fine.
Good.
So we went there. We had a lovely dinner. And then we decided to, four of us were on the train back to Connecticut. And we decided to walk to Grand Central. And we had about 20 minutes to get there. And we were just kind of doing a leisurely walk. And then we realized, you know, at one point, We only have 7 minutes till the train leaves.
and we've just been leisurely walking.
So then we did this really fast, you know, that really kind of fast, breathless walk to get there. We made it onto the train like about a minute or two before it left. So it was, but it's fine. A good time was had by all. But I wanted to, I put here on the old trellis, I know that you are a puppet fan.
I am a fan of the puppets.
You are a fan of the puppets. And so when we went to this comedy show, one team of three comedians were doing puppets, and then the other team were being, so it's all improv comedy and whatnot. So one of the three people on the puppet team is actually a want to be puppeteer. In other words, he wants to be a puppeteer, so he takes it very seriously, and he is a very good puppeteer.
Okay.
He was playing the part of Aaron Boar. So he's playing this big boar puppet. So like a big pig, you know, a boar with
tusks. Did he kick it?
No, he didn't.
That's what I want to know.
But he also had the hand, right? So it was not only the puppet, but he had, you know, like kind of like Ernie on Sesame Street, where he has one hand, you know,
yes.
In the mouth. So the puppeteer does both the hand and the the mouth. And so he had the hand and the mouth and everything. He was doing a very convincing job. There was only one problem.
What was that?
The puppeteer's name was AJ, and he was, well, I won't say was, he is. He's very attractive. He's a very attractive man.
That's always good. I mean, you could see him. So they had puppets, but you could see the puppeteers.
Oh, yeah, no,
they weren't on stage. Table.
No, yeah, it's like Avenue Q. You see the puppeteers.
Okay,
they weren't trying to hide him or anything like that. But the thing is he's very attractive, and he was not wearing underwear. And in his pants.
How do you know he wasn't wearing underwear?
Because
in the pants
that he was wearing, which were like gym short, you know, gym pants, the long leg gym pants, you could see his penis. His penis was just hanging there. It was very pretty.
He was wearing sweatpants,
but he was a very pretty. I was transfixed by his penis the entire show. He was very funny. He did a very good job, but I was so distracted. And you got to understand, I'm sitting there between Robert and Kevin, and then down from me is Brian from Danbury. And then so it's like six gay men all sitting there, and we're all basically saying the same thing every time that, you know, because they play different games where they'd have to come out and stand. Every time Aaron would have to sit down, we'd all go, oh.
Don't they? So
now we don't get to see his penis.
It's funny that he was, you said he was, it was a hog or a pig
a boar,
or something,
yes,
a boar.
A boar, yes.
Funny that we were looking for synonyms for pig earlier. But anyway.
Now they're in the chat room. Ramble Red has posted the famous picture of John Hamm walking, and you can see quite clearly the outline of his penis, you know, the head and the that is what it was like, except it was right there on stage in front of you. It was like, wow, I can see like everything there. That's
when someone has a big penis hanging down, don't they sometimes refer to it as a hog leg?
They could. And the chat room, All About Dan in the chat room was correcting me. It was Matt's Place, not Matt's Grill. I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
Anyway, that's all I was going to say. So he literally, the guy who was puppeteering the hog also had a hog leg.
Apparently.
And
yes.
You were, yes.
It was a very surreal kind of experience there to see his penis.
So was he like, my puppet's up here. My puppet's up here.
It was one of those things. I was kind of, on one hand, I was sad because I kind of, you know, he was very funny and I'm sure he's a good, you know, from what I could see when he was sitting down, he's a very good puppeteer. But when he was standing up, my eye immediately went to his crotch and I couldn't tear myself away to see. So I kind of wish, you know, two things. One, I wish he would just like put out some kind of video of, you know, him and his penis that I could watch. And then also put out some, you know, kind of comedy thing that I didn't see his penis. So then I could, because they were both enjoyable. It was just difficult to choose between which thing to enjoy.
So do you have the Instagram?
No, I do not have the Instagram.
Well, speaking of penises hanging down legs and stuff like that, this is a very short topic. I mean, I'm not going to say much about it, but I just had to bring it up because this is the kind of thing that interests me.
Oh, but no, these were on Facebook as well. I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
I didn't know. So the other day, you know, Mark and I at the gym and stuff like that, we're always like texting each other going, hey, did you see the, he calls it visible penis line, VPL or whatever, on that guy, you know, whatever. We're always talking about that kind of thing. And, you know, I shared with him the fact, the big, beautiful, plump penis that I saw in the dressing room. And he keeps asking me, show me the guy when you see him. Anyway, so I look over on the couch a couple of nights ago and Mark is scrolling down this long page of hot guys. I mean, hot guy. And he doesn't usually, I mean, look at porn or anything like that. So I was a little bit taken aback. You know, I'm like, what are you looking at? Not that you can't, but, you know, what are you looking at? Share. And so he says, oh, have you seen this thing? Well, there's a, and I don't know if it started on Instagram or where it started, but these are guys
If only there were some internet system
I'm not looking it up. So there is a, I don't know whether you call it a meme or whatever you want to call it, but these hot guys who take photos of selfies, if you will, with nothing but a sock on their penis and post it on Instagram. And there are some, I signed up for Instagram just to search. So you want to search for, if you have Instagram, let me look and see what it is you want. There's a hashtag that you have to search for.
The Cock in a Sock campaign was started in the UK by a man who says his name is James Brown, an attempt to raise money for Cancer Research UK and to increase awareness about cancer involving male genitalia.
Yeah. So
post on the group's Instagram account is signed Dan Admin. He's hoping to get at least £5,000 in order to become a registered charity.
Yeah. So it is called, yes, Cock in a Sock. And the hashtag is Cock in a Sock. And you can see lots of hot guys with nothing but their cock in a sock. And I just found it. It's very interesting to look at. They're all hot. I mean, all of them that I saw are hot, but I don't know.
Well, there's people who, like, I would not look good taking a photo with a sock on my cock, right? I have a beer belly, right? I'm fat, and it's like I'm pasty and, you know, whatever. So I wouldn't even do it. I mean, it's like, of course there are hot guys because they're posting a photo of themselves on the internet. People who don't look good in these things are not going to post photos of themselves on the internet.
I mean, not only do they look, they're all muscular. They all have hot abs. They all have like the V cut thing, you know, whatever. But anyway, so if anyone's interested in seeing that, you can go to Instagram and apparently maybe you can see some on Facebook as well. Also, there was an article on the gaylygrind.com, which is where I found the article.
Let's see who we got here on the old death phone. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys, Artie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. I was just catching up on some old podcasts, and according to Mark and Ed, Melissa Manchester, dead.
What?
But not really. Bye.
All right, I know what he said, and I know what you wrote here on the Trello. You wrote Alyssa something.
I couldn't understand what he said. I was just
trying. If you had listened to It's All About Me, you would know he was saying Melissa Manchester.
I did listen to It's All About Me.
Manchester.
Today, I listened to both of the old episodes.
What are you supposed to do when I say that? Melissa Manchester. What are you supposed to do when I say that?
Apparently, I was working too hard and didn't. I didn't get that part of the show, I guess. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. But I promise, I know we're the All About Me tribute show. I promise I listened. I promise I did, but I don't know.
I was chewing some ice. Somebody was asking me if I was eating while I was podcasting. I was chewing some ice. I apologize. So when you say that, you're supposed to sing. You know, you're supposed to sing. Sing it.
I don't know what I'm supposed to sing.
Melissa Manchester.
You know, there's something going on in the background. Are you like,
Baby cried the day the service.
We went with that. Where's it at? Where's it at?
Don't cry out loud. Just keep it inside. Learn how to hide your feelings.
That's actually Mark singing. I don't know if
you know. Right, you know, now that you've removed your pop filter, I can hear the mouse sounds a lot more on your keyboard when you're doing those Google searches. Sounds like clicky.
That has nothing to do with the pop filter. I think
isn't that what they say on It's All About
the
Me?
Clicky?
They call it clicky, right?
Yes, they do. They call it clicky. Whatever. All right. So Cock in a Sock, you can go and check that out. Whatever. Have you? So I guess you're not caught up on the It's All About Me. Are you caught up on the Big Fatty? Are you caught up on the Big Fatty program?
I listened to 8 Big Fatties and 2 It's All About Me's today.
Right. So the great thing about Fatty this week
was was the Melissa Manchester thing or whatever her name is, was that on the live show? Because that did not come out in the podcast feed. So I might have missed that.
No, it was on the one before the live show.
Oh.
But the what was that? Now you've made me forget what the fuck I was going to say. The Big Fatty program. Have you listened to the Big Fatty program?
Yes. He burped a lot. He belched.
But the great thing is that he has fulfilled my birthday wish, at least so far. We have been on the beginning of the Big Fatty shows this week.
Oh, I noticed we were on there more often than usual, but I didn't. Of course, it's only been 2 days so far. So
right.
I know.
I texted him and thanked him for that. But yes,
we also got some kind of thing in our email that I totally didn't do anything with. So hopefully he sent it to both of us.
Say what? You got a what?
Did you get an email from Big Fatty?
No, I didn't get an email from Big Fatty.
Oh,
I have him blocked. Why would I get an email from him?
Oh, well, okay. Well, I got two emails from
block,
Big Fatty.
I block Big Fatty and I block Melissa Manchester.
Just keep it inside. Learn how to hide your feelings.
All right. I guess I got to go to 49. That doesn't work unless I go to 49. Anyway,
did we ask Big Fatty to do something for us last week?
Yes.
Other than mention us every week? Every day this week?
Yes. You do not remember. Do you listen to our show?
No, I don't. But okay,
You translated something that Kathy Bacon said on our show, and I said I want Fatty to do that on his show every time that Kathy Bacon calls. I want you to translate.
He sent us two different, so we'll have to play those at some point.
No, you have to record the translations of them and send them back to him to play on his show. It's probably.
Oh, so I don't need to play these on our show then.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
you just have to figure out what the fuck she's saying and then translate it and email him back the thing.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, since I forgot,
you really don't listen.
since I forgot and didn't listen to them, I won't. If they are pertinent to this show, we'll have to do it next week because I didn't listen to them. So,
right.
Anyway,
excellent. I heard their live show, by the way.
I did not hear their live show.
I know you didn't because you weren't there. I was there. I missed the first 15 minutes because I was eating dinner. I was cooking dinner.
Were you sick?
No, I wasn't sick.
Oh.
I was trying to get my dinner cooked and whatnot, and I couldn't get my cell phone to stream the thing, and so I had to run upstairs, and I had missed the first 15 minutes, and they were talking. Apparently, the first 15 minutes of the show was all about me. Me as in Daniel Brewer. Me, not as in...
Their show is mostly about you. You know, I just want to mention one thing about live streaming, one technical thing.
Wait, before you mention that, I have to take this call.
Hi, guys. It's Jimmy Bear. I'm calling into the Celebrity Death Line. I'm sad to report that Clarissa Dixon Wright has shed her mortal coil and will not be down for breakfast. Clarissa Dixon Wright was part of the duo Two Fat Ladies that was popular on the Food Network in the late 90s. So
stop it.
She's preceded in death by Jennifer Pattison, the other fat lady. All right, bye, guys.
Thank you so much for calling, Jimmy Bear. However,
that's so last week.
That was so last week. But on top of that, the two fat ladies were not on Food Network. They were on PBS. So there you go. Just let you know.
He must be behind on our show or he would have known that.
Probably.
It's
probably
okay. Won't. I don't mind you being behind. It happens.
So you're saying that you like Jimmy Bear in the behind?
I like him being behind. Yes. So what I was going to say is there have been some recent problems with the stream. And it seems to have happened, well, last night and then on Sundays. And I just wanted to say, for anyone who's listening, here's a public service announcement.
This is a public service announcement.
I don't know if this is the cause, but please check the bitrate that you are streaming. What does it need to be, Daniel? 96. No more than...
Yeah. It needs to be 96K. However, the streaming server that we pay for only goes to 128. And if you put in a bitrate of higher than 128, you will crash the server. And that is not us. That is just happens to be, you know, the hosting server that we have. That is a byproduct of that. It crashes the server, but then basically we have to restart it, which is not a huge deal other than the fact that it's, you know, a sign in and password for us to do it. And if we're not around a computer at the time, it's hard for it to do. You know, I think we should maybe appoint someone to constantly watch the stream. Like, let's say Melissa Manchester. Aloud, just keep it inside. God damn, that bitch was singing at the right time code.
I was going to say maybe the goat. I don't think the goat's doing anything. It could just, you know, listen to the stream.
Oh, RT Cruiser's back at his desk. You know, we have a phone call from him. You want to hear him? Here it is. And I will... All right. You know, the thing is, RT Cruiser very drunkenly in Vegas told us, you have to have the goat on at least once every show. I'm wondering if he's starting to regret that at this point in time.
Funnily enough, his phone calls recently have sounded about like the goat. about as legible. No, that wouldn't be right. Intelligible.
Yes, intelligible. You know, I booked my flight to Vegas. I just wanted to let you know that.
That is a recurring theme. I think we talked about that last week. Everyone is booking flights. I have not
booked my flight to Vegas. I am absolutely going to Vegas. There has been some stuff about Pride 48 in Vegas that I'm not going to talk about. I will talk about it next week.
Some good stuff?
No, not really, but I'll talk about it next week.
Bad stuff?
Just some general grumbling and I don't know. I don't really want to do this. This is my birthday show. I don't really want to get into it right now. Anyway, I'll be happy to go over it next week. Anyway, have you heard about this movie Noah?
I have heard about the movie Noah, and someone had a problem with it because they don't say God in the whole movie or something like that.
Really? Who was that had a problem? With that?
Glenn Beck, maybe.
No, actually, Glenn Beck, I'm trying to find the clip here. Glenn Beck actually had a problem with Noah for an entirely different reason. Glenn Beck's problem with Noah had to do with the fact that there were giant rock creatures in it. These giant rock creatures helped Noah build his ark, and he was giggling.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
That whole time. So that was his problem with Glenn Beck mentioned that they didn't actually say God by name. They say the creator instead of saying God or whatever. But that didn't bother Glenn Beck. No, where Glenn Beck drew the line at the giant rock creatures that helped Noah build the ark. Now, I just want you to savor that for a moment.
Okay.
Glenn Beck found magical rock creatures helping Noah build an ark to be that is the straw that broke the camel. That is where he draws the line right there. Glenn Beck, who believes that a man named Joseph Smith dug up golden plates in his backyard that were sent from God, that he translated inside of a magic hat that he passed on to another people, and that the Jews actually sailed to America on sailing ships, and where the that the Garden of Eden was here in America, and that these people, like, you know, that this is actually where the Old Testament took place, was in America.
I didn't realize.
Glenn Beck. That he is a Mormon. But he draws that. The line at the giant rock creatures. That is just preposterous, sir. The giant rock creatures is preposterous.
I may be spreading propaganda now. So I am not putting down anyone's religion. But another thing that I think that Mormons believe is that when they die, they all become gods. And based on how many...
I thought that was Scientology.
No, I think Mormons, anyway, if you're a Mormon and you listen, I am not putting you down, but we are just pointing out the fact that there are beliefs, even me as a Christian, there are some things that I believe that are not far from rock people.
That's what I'm trying to say. I remember as a child, somebody saying at church, you know, like, oh, the evil spirits, that's all Halloween stuff. That's all just make believe and fun and everything. And someone rightly pointed out to them at the time, I was a practicing Christian, but someone rightly pointed out to them, it's like, wait, you believe in a spirit. You believe in the Holy Spirit. You believe in the spiritual realm. So why is this so made up? This is what you purport to believe in. So if you're going to believe in that, that's fine. Then own it. But don't sit there and laugh and him, you know, ha, 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 they had giant rock creatures. And it's like, from my perspective, and I'm just saying this as an atheist, from my perspective, you pray to an invisible sky wizard to give you gifts, okay? That to me is crazy. it's your religion, it's your belief, and that's fine and that's great and everything, but to laugh at something else because it's just too far, well, look at your own self. There are a lot of things that you do that maybe other people would perceive as being, you know, really crazy. I have a lot of superstitions that I, you know, carry around with me. Like, oh, if I keep the chips all pointing the same way on the Let It Ride table, that I'm going to win at the hand of whatever. It's like, these are crazy, stupid superstitions that I have, but they make me feel better, and that's great, and that's wonderful. But, you know, to laugh at other people for theirs is insane. So there you go.
So it's all about Dan posted a picture of the Mormon underwear.
Oh, yeah, magic underwear.
And I'll just say about that, nothing against their underwear. That's fine and all. But maybe they could get Aussie Bum or some company like that to redesign their underwear.
No, so, it's not underwear. It's armor.
Well, I mean, you know,
I believe it is armor.
I am a member of, I ordered something from Aussie Bum before Pride 48 last year. So now I get all these ads from them, and they're very entertaining. I love getting the ads in my email because, like, today they sent me the ad for some new Wonder Jock they have that's the backless.
The backless.
Yeah, it's very nice. Well, it's not. Yeah, so. Backless Mormon underwear. Work on it, Aussie Bum.
Yeah, all right. Yes, hello. Oops, no, I can't do that. Hold on. I have to click on this. All right, there we go. Hello.
Doobies and Tents. Dead celebrity phone line. This is Christian from Pleased to Meet You, and I am somewhat happy to say, although I don't really want to celebrate it, dancing on his grave or anything, but Fred Phelps, founder and head of the Westboro Baptist Church, or I can't even remember the official name. Anyway, he has died, dead, gone from this earth. Unfortunately, his family will carry the torch. For that, I will sigh.
Excellent. Yes, indeed, Fred Phelps has indeed died.
Did we get a dollar for that?
Yes, actually, I posted on Facebook that I would actually add $10 to the pot for Fred Phelps. And on top of that, every single person that called in for Fred Phelps will get an entry into the contest. So you can put down Christian for his entry into the contest, but go ahead and put down Ed Chan, TJ, Nico, RT Cruiser. Those are the folks that called in. So put them all down.
Now, do they all get $10 a piece?
No, we're just upping the pot by $10 for the one death. But they each get an entry into the contest.
You know, isn't that amazing? Because exactly 5 people called in, so I could divide it into $2 a piece.
You can.
And that adds up to 10.
Right. What was the name of that guy that died? The evangelical that died a few years ago, God, back in 2003 or 6 or something.
I don't know. Jerry Falwell? He didn't die.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, did he die? Okay.
Yeah, wasn't it? Jerry Falwell.
6625 is what we're currently up to.
I'm trying to find this email that I wrote at the time, just because I wanted to bring this up. And I don't want to make this into a big, heavy kind of a thing. But I remember back when Jerry Falwell died, and immediately all the concern trolls started up with things, right? So people posting on Twitter and on Facebook or whatever, and it's like, don't be happy that someone died. You're just stooping to their level, and it's just evil to do that. And on the one hand, it kind of pisses me off that other people tell me how I should feel, because it's none of your fucking business how I feel. If I'm happy that someone dies, that's really between me and whoever. But on the other hand, these are public figures. These are not real people. And there's a very important distinction to be made here. Okay. These are not real people, right? Fred Phelps. I don't know who knows the real Fred Phelps. I don't know the real Fred Phelps. You don't know the real Fred Phelps. Nobody really knows the real Fred Phelps other than someone who maybe was a close personal friend and whatnot. And those people are not who I'm talking about. He chose to put himself into the public limelight. He chose to make himself a public figure based off of a philosophy of shock, right? In order to get more money coming into his little religion there, he decided to go out and shock people by saying, you know, like, oh, we hate fags. We hate, you know, a lot of, we're going to use the word fags because it's very shocking. We're going to go and protest these things that are happening over there because it's very shocking and it gets me more attention. And I'm going to then expand this out and I'm going to protest military funerals and everything because it's also going to give me more exposure out there, right? That's not a real person. That is a caricature of a person. That is someone who has now put themselves, you know, into firmly into the public arena, okay? They deserve whatever they get. And I'm sorry, that was a conscious choice to make yourself that way. And you know, that's what you get. You deserve that. And they know that. And that's what they do. It's like Jerry Falwell was not a real person. He was a caricature. He was a person on television that did things for effect, for dramatic effect. And for us to react to that is no different than us reacting to some piece of fiction. And I'm sorry, that's how I feel. And that's life, so.
Okay, I was gonna tie that in with how you feel about conscience, but I just couldn't quite tie them together.
I'm just saying.
I thought of it in my head.
Right. There's a difference, and we have to, you know, and it also just kind of annoys me when people do that. Like, you know, like I don't know of anyone, honestly, and I. Just forgive me if this offends you or if this makes you upset, just pretend like, you know, this is your birthday present to me is to just not be offended by this. But this is how I feel, right? When I see these things on Facebook and on Twitter, like going like, I hope no one goes and protests his funeral because that would just be horrible. It's like, really? Who do you know that was going to do that? Who do you know in your circle of friends that's going to buy a plane ticket, fly to Kansas, and go and pick at the guy's funeral? We're not. We're going to make some jokes about it on the internet. We're going to like blow off some steam and go, well, there's one hateful motherfucker that's gone out of the world. Yay. Right. We're going to blow off some steam or whatever because he's not a real person. But we're not actually going to spend our own money to go out and do these things. I don't know anyone that's going to do that. And for you to bring it up as something that is actually realistically going to happen says more about what you think about your fellow man than it does about, you know, some bizarre caricature of a person on television.
And they probably would like it if the funeral was protested because they like attention. imagine that.
Speaking of attention, let's go to our next phone call here. Yes, hello.
Hello, Dubious Intent guys. It's TJ from Nowhere. I'm calling for the Celebrity Death Phone. And Dave Brocky has died at age 50. He was a singer in the band GWAR, G-W-A-R.
GWAR?
Yeah, Dave Brocky, also known as Odorous Orungus, dead at 50. I wish I actually knew who this guy was and what I was saying, but the picture that accompanies his death notice in Rolling Stone magazine, just, I had to call in. That's quite the costume. Anyway, Dave Brocky, dead.
Apparently, he was a member of a band called GWAR.
Called a GWAR.
GWAR.
Now, do we give credit for someone who doesn't even, it's like, TJ doesn't even know who that was? So
you should really look him up, though, and see his outfit. Because he looks like it's a World of Warcraft band because he looks like some creature from World of Warcraft in this picture that I found.
Here, I have a little clip of it. Let me just play that. Why won't the bitch sing on cue? My God, I keep pushing it back to further and further in the song. Let's see, 45 maybe. Do we give it to her or not?
Sure.
All right, fine.
Did you look up the photo, though?
No, really... I didn't. You know, because the air conditioner just turned on here, so now that's going to be like a noise on the show. So.
And that's why you didn't look up his picture?
No, because it threw me off because now that's, and now I'm worried about the editing there. So if you're hearing really weird noises from my thing right now, from my track right now, that's what that is. I don't even know what the guy's name. What was the game's name?
Dave Brocky. Someone posted in the chat room. Someone just post the picture in the chat room. If you see the picture, you'll know it.
Dave Brocky. Oh, okay. I see it. He's, I wouldn't say that's World of Warcraft, but that's definitely some LARPing going on there.
I'm assuming that's a mask and he didn't like have plastic surgery to look like that. But you never know. I don't know. Maybe his body was found looking just like that. I mean, he looks dead in that picture for sure.
All right, I think we're done.
Yes.
The news.
In Bethlehem, police. police in Bethlehem say a mom left her 2-month-old baby in a minivan while she spent hours drinking in a bar. 32-year-old Lisa something arrested for leaving her 2-month-old baby in a cold car while police say she drank at the Keystone Pub.
Was this Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, or was this Bethlehem like Bethlehem, Bethlehem?
Well, it was Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, but didn't it make much more? Wasn't there more of an effect of me saying Bethlehem?
Now, if she had left her baby, was her go ahead? She got arrested for what?
She was arrested for for leaving her baby in a cold car while she drank at the Keystone Pub in Bethlehem.
See, now,
Township.
If I was her lawyer, I would advise her to say that she didn't even know that she had a child. She would say, I didn't know that I had a child. It was this immaculately conceived child that showed up while I was at the bar. It's a miracle here in Bethlehem.
Praise Jesus.
It's a miracle.
So anyway, let's see. It was 39 degrees out, through the weather service, and the baby definitely appeared to be somewhat cold based upon her attire. She was only in a onesie with some light socks and a light blanket on, Bethlehem Township police officer so-and-so said.
Now, you know, that sounds horrible for someone that lives in the South, but honestly, it's been like in the upper 30s here for the last few days, and I've like walked out of the house going, oh, I'm wearing my heavy jacket. Damn it. I should have been wearing a sweater. It's like after you kind of get used to it being like, you know, 18 or 19 degrees. And then when it gets into the upper 30s, you're like, ah, oh, it's nice shorts weather.
Well, you know, what I want to say about that, though, is there are all these people out there that throw this huge fit. And they say, oh, my God, people left their dog out in the car. You know, they didn't even crack the window, you know, call the police or whatever. And I don't know. And I don't know. Like, people can that's all I'm saying. If it had been a dog, she'd be getting the death penalty right now. Right, they'd be like, well, yeah, oh, my God, she left a dog out in the whatever. Anyway, so ArcLight.
Unlike a newborn baby, a dog can't defend itself.
Right. Update on Sydney, by the way. She has now twice in a row gone out through the doggy door by herself and pooped all by herself.
Oh my God, does she still scream like a little child when you pick her up? Does she still scream like an abused child?
It only happened that once. We're now every day we both get treats in our hand and we stand at opposite ends of the house and we call her. And then give her a treat. And then he'll call her and give her a treat. So we're trying to teach her to come to us. Anyway, ArcLight Film says it's putting pre-production of its upcoming film Deep Water on hold due to some uncomfortable similarities between the project and the mysterious disappearance of Malaysian flight MH370. Quote, out of sensitivity to the Malaysia flight situation, we've decided to put it on pause for now. The managing director of ArcLight told THR at the Asian Industry Trade
Show. These are those same concern trolls out there. Like, oh, we can't put out this film that has an airplane in it because an airplane just went missing. We have to completely control every aspect of everything. We can't possibly allow this to happen.
I think what they're doing is they're trying to drum up some kind of interest in their film
Does it have Cheryl Ladd in it? That's what I want.
I don't know. It tells the story of a flight that mysteriously crashes in a remote stretch of ocean on its way to China. The crash survivors then have to fend off killer sharks. So what they're
that
doing
sounds-
is.
Awesome. I want to see this film now.
They're positioning this movie as like a reenactment of this flight so that
the only thing that would make this better is if you had, you know, like endless hours of CNN like speculating what might have happened to the plane.
Have they figured it out yet? Because
no, the ocean is very big and it's very deep and we don't have any more news. Unlike CNN, who just is apparently decided that they're just going to make shit up now. There's just like they have ongoing reports about stuff that we don't know. Just endless speculation of things.
All right. Well, that was it. Other than that, there's just a headline. A drunk motorist was found wearing a T-shirt, a sock and underwear and passed out behind the wheel of his car. Maybe he was halfway to taking that cock in a sock photo.
That's probably what it was.
That's the news.
So Toppy Smelly has said in the chat room that nobody really knows what happened to all those poor people. Now, those actually were real people. And I'm saddened that, you know, that they all died.
They could all still be alive. I am not going to say poor people yet.
At this point, maybe. At this point, you think about the logistics of that for a moment.
Well,
why would they still be alive? What, someone stole the plane and took them and is just keeping...
They landed on some remote airstrip.
Right, that some evil genius built or whatever, that they stole the plane and then now they're feeding these 239 people to keep, or 329 people to keep them. You know, like, so they brought in food for 329 people for what, 2 weeks now?
Dr. Evil's volcanic island.
Why would he need to steal a plane? Why wouldn't he just go buy a plane? If he has that much money that can build the remote airstrip and feed 329 people for a couple of weeks, he could just buy a damn 777.
Well, it's all true. You know, they were all dead and lost.
They were not all dead and lost.
Spoiler.
All right, so they were not. That was not even what happened. So anyway, yes, they have died. What I always want to say was that now those are real people, and I feel saddened for any massive loss of people. I didn't know any of them personally, but I am saddened that that many people died. However, airline travel is still the safest form of travel. But yeah, it's a plane crash, right? Something catastrophic happened. One day we will find out what it is. I know you did.
I mean, I wasn't on my way to Malaysia or coming from Malaysia or over the ocean or any of those things. I was near a river, though.
Did you go over the river and through the woods?
No, we didn't make it to the river.
All right, I have to find out where we were. I skipped around on this thing here, and I have to, like, yes, hello?
Yeah, hi, guys. Matty Cruiser. Just listening to two shows ago where you couldn't understand my celebrity death phone call.
Oh, great.
I guess the string has been affected by, I don't know, maybe a Malaysian plane flying through it or something. But it was Jeff Edwards, game show host from the 70s and 80s. He did Jackpot and Treasure Hunt. And he died back on the 5th of March. But there you go. Hi.
Jeffrey Bruce Owen Edwards was an American television actor, game show host, and radio personality. Starring in the early 2000s, he was also a writer and broadcaster on the subject of travel. He was born in February 15th, 1931, and he died on March 5th, 2014. So add a dollar to the pot there and put RT Cruiser in for a...
That's his second entry for the night.
Second. No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Right. Now, before anyone gets any ideas, do not get a manifest from Flight 770.
No. Too soon.
And start calling in with all of them. They were not celebrities. It was sad and tragic, but they were not celebrities. Those were real people. See, celebrities aren't real people. They are just like Vera Charles. Vera Charles is not a real person. Vera Charles is a celebrity.
And yet Conscience is a real... In my mind, Conscience is
a real person. Because Conscience did not choose to put himself into the limelight. He was just drug along by, you know, Vera.
Right, okay.
She's chosen to put herself into the... oh my God, is this right? Hello?
Yeah, hi guys. Patty Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Fan. Mitch Lee, composer, wrote the score for King and I with your brother. Dead. Bye.
Bye. All right, that was RT Cruiser again. And might as well go ahead and get this one out of the way, too. Yes? Hello?
Yeah, hi, guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Patrice Wymore, actress from the 50s, but more famous for being Errol Flynn's widow. Dead. Bye.
Okay. Neither. I'm inclined to say no on both of those. What do you? What's your?
Oh, plan? I'm saying yes.
You are.
My mom was in a production of The King and I, so I have to give it to that. And a composer. I love The King and I. Love that musical. Yul Brynner's great. And
all right, one more.
Yeah, hi guys. I'm Arthur Cruiser again. Can't believe I missed this one when I was going back over my game show host. Uh-huh. But Wesley Warren Jr., uh-huh, the man with the 10 stone testicles, has died. Uh-huh. Bye.
Really?
We're just going to give him a dollar for all of those.
There you go. All right, excellent. 33 and a third tenths for each one of those.
Yes.
That's just, I gave him Jeff Edwards, right?
Yes.
Jeff Edwards, but Mitch Lee, Patrice something, and Wesley Warren Jr.
Yeah, I swear to God, like, RT has a tome like of names of people.
I think he has an if this then that set up.
Maybe
to do his thing. All right. Well, you know what that means. I guess it means it's time to do this.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
That's my cue.
La, la, la. Wait, yes, what? That's your cue?
That's my cue. I just have to wait on that part where you say, la, la, la.
I start
and
singing
then,
along.
Then it's time for me to actually start.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, got it.
So birthdays this week. Let me make sure that I have everything unmuted and subbed and all that.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Oh, that was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No, that wasn't supposed to be playing. I hit pause on that. Okay.
Was it Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No, it was not Teenage Mutant. No. Oh, okay, here is our first birthday. What you want, me I got. What you
need, you know I got it. All I'm asking is for you. All right, this is Aretha Franklin.
It is Aretha Franklin. That is correct.
Wait, now hold on. Before you get there, let me see if I can find this. Let's see. Respect. Yeah. So, here you go. Wait, this is what I think of when I hear this.
With R&B and rock and pop, instead of singing about love and pain, forgiveness and acceptance to a church audience, they sang about them to the world. And the world had never heard anything like it. When Aretha first told us what R-S-P-E-C-T, Patty began mixing God.
Barack Obama, misspelling respect.
Yes. So Aretha Franklin, the queen of something or the whatever.
I believe the queen of soul.
The queen of soul, sure. Yes. She is 72 years old.
72 years young. She is just slightly over a Morgan Freeman.
All right, so here is the next one, and there are two. I don't think you'll get it from this one, but we'll see. So this is the one you thought was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, okay, here we go.
So here we go.
Oh, okay. So this is Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes, it is Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
All right, and so is it a male or a female?
It is a female.
Is a female, so is it Sarah Michelle Gellar?
It is not. I have another
right,
theme.
Then it's Willow.
Well, wait. I want to play the other theme. Just
is it? That is How I Met Your Mother. So that is I can't think of her name though. Is Allison something?
It is Allison. Yep.
You know you're still playing something, right?
Yes, I do. But
I've waited too long, and now the chat room has gotten caught up.
Allison Hannigan.
Yes.
Yes, Allison Hannigan.
Yes.
Is 40 years old.
Ah, 40 years old.
Looks very good. Now, this next one, I don't know if you'll get this at all. In fact, I didn't even know who this was, but I just felt like playing it anyway. So, this is going to be a person talking. And see if you have any idea.
It only happened to me. This is my life. And I know what you're thinking. What self-respecting gay man would look at this mug and think, wow, I really want to have sex with that lesbian? Well, for starters, your dad, your uncle, your brother, and your grandpa. And then at the front of the line is your boyfriend. So check thyself before thy wreck thyself. So there I was at the bar having a good time with all my friends, and I was dancing with this guy, and somebody must have told him the secret to get into my heart, because while he was dancing with me, he looked me in the eye and whispered in my ear, hey, do you want to go get pizza? And I was like, okay, puts on my drink, let me get my coat because we gotta go. So we go get pizza, and one thing leads to another, and I will be honest with you, I took him.
He's not really a celebrity, but there are all these YouTube stars that everyone knows except for me. So I thought,
is that
maybe
Joey?
Daniel. Huh?
Is that Joey?
Boo Hecker?
No, was that Joey Graziata or whatever?
I don't know who that is. So here's my point. There are all these YouTube celebrities or faux celebrities out there.
Oh my
there.
God, it's Tyler Oakley.
It is. Yes.
I knew it was, I knew it. See, once you said YouTube, then I knew it had to be one of them. It had to either be Davey Wavy, Joey Graziata, or Tyler Oakley.
Yeah, so see, you knew that name. Before I saw this on the place that I get my birthdays from, I had no idea who this was, but all these other people that I know all these YouTube stars and I don't, so that's why I went. Anyway, Tyler Oakley, for anyone who knows who that is, who has like 4.5 million followers or subscribers on YouTube. I'm sure he makes his living off of spouting out that shit on YouTube. Is 25 years old.
Yes.
I bet he makes millions of dollars.
He doesn't make millions of dollars, but he makes a comfortable living, yes.
Anyway, so I'm jealous that he can make his living, but there you go.
Then start doing that.
No, I can't. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So,
well, then there you go. Then don't be jealous.
I can still be jealous. There's no rule that I can't be jealous.
Look, never mind.
I mean, I don't have anything interesting to say, like having a one-night stand.
But he does. He doesn't have any interesting thing to say
and
either.
And I'm not as cute as him. And
oh, but you maybe you think, or maybe you don't think. But you don't know till you try, right? I guarantee you, he didn't like put out a video and then the next day he had 4.5 million subscribers. He put out a video and then he put out a whole bunch of videos that had hardly anyone following. He just kept doing it and then like built his audience. He's been doing this for like, 8 years.
No, that's true. And Davey Wavy, ugh. Shirtless in his underwear all the time to get followed. Anyway, who would be so desperate as to like do sexual things to anyway? Here is our we have two more birthdays, but this is our last. Well, I don't know. It's debatable. We have two more birthdays. Here's
you had 2.5 million views of your melon video. I always get this one wrong. Is it Night Court?
No, I've never played this one, so you've never gotten it.
All right, is it Barney Miller?
It is Barney Miller.
Okay, so it's a Barney Miller show. So is it the main character? I mean, is it Barney Miller, or is it, the guy that played Fish?
It's. I believe it's the main character.
So, well, Barney Miller is the main character.
Well, no. No, what? Barney Miller is not a real person's name.
They just put it there. Hal Linden. Yes,
Hal Linden played Barney Miller. It's not like one of those shows where, yes. Oh, I'm wheezing.
You don't understand. Those shows were in syndication when I was a child, right? So, I mean, like a really young child.
I understand,
so in my
I used
mind,
to watch
no,
Bewitched
so,
and...
No, but so let me finish my statement. In my mind, when you say Raymond Burr, I have no idea who that is. But if you say Ironside, I know who it is. So in my mind, there's some piece of my mind that learned his name as Ironside or learned his name as Barney Miller. Like, I don't register the fact that he actually has a real name. You know what I'm saying?
He's been in a... If you look up Hal Linden and you get a picture of him... He's been in, like, tons of things.
No, yes, he has, yes.
You'll recognize his face. But anyway, most of it has been, like, bit parts and shows and stuff. But so our last birthday that we have is...
You mean next to last birthday?
I don't do them until after they happen, and yours has not happened yet. So I don't know if there's another one besides you.
Are you putting this show out before Friday?
Maybe. It doesn't matter. We don't guess them until they happen. Anyway, here we go.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
I live in San Francisco Bay Area. Joe lives in LA.
Each week we call it one another and we just catch up.
this is the Joe Batance show.
Yes.
This is the Joe Batance. So it must be Joe Batance's birthday.
It is not Joe Batance. It's not Joe Batance.
There's nobody else on that show, though. It's just
there
Joe Batance.
I think it's called Catching Up. There are two of them.
Yeah, it's Joe Batance, and then it's like the announcer guy. I don't know the announcer guy's name. He's like the announcer on The Price is Right. He just like sits over in a booth and he like makes announcements while Joe does all the work.
Could be. Do you know who the announcer? Do you know the name of the announcer?
He's some Mark. Is it Mark Lawson or something like that?
You're close.
Mark Lawton.
Well, close.
All right, fine. It's Mike Lawson.
Mike Lawson, who I hear has a big penis, but I hear that about everybody.
Does he do puppets? Because
I don't know. You know, I'm wheezing. I think I have asthma. I'm going to die. Must, yeah. Why am I wheezing? That's a horrible sound.
No idea. All right. Excellent. So happy birthday, Mike Lawson.
I don't know how old he is. I can't look him up on Wikipedia. And I'm sure it was announced somewhere. But happy birthday. You look like you're 18. So
yeah, I think he was. Well, no, he's probably legal. He can drink. So I think he's like 22.
All right. Mike Lawson, 22 years old.
Mike Lawson. Excellent. Happy birthday to each and every one of you.
See you soon. Hasta luego.
Bye, Dora.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Cumpleaños feliz. Happy birthday to you.
Excellent. Let's just get right here to the old content.
All
so
right.
That we, you know, that, did you get the one to, did you get the one from Christian from Pleased to Meet You?
Is it in the cello?
No, it's not in the cello, and it didn't come to our contact email. It came to, I guess, my email. He says, I didn't know where to send this.
I guess so, because I guess that is true, because no, I do not recall getting anything from.
Oh, okay, great. Then I'll just play it from here.
All right.
Excellent. All right, so I'm going to save that there, and then I can do this. I'll just play that one first, just to get that one out of the way. This is not in the order in which they came in, but let's...
Hello, Dubious Intent. This is my entry into your Pride 48 Dubious Intent The Voice Contest.
Oklahoma, where the winds come sweeping down the plain, and the wave on wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I.
What? Oh, it's not a voice contest?
No,
well,
no,
shit.
It's not a singing.
I need to work on my voice anyway.
It's not a singing.
Bye.
Contest. Bye. Thank you, Christian.
Oh.
It was Christian.
Very nice.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, he was singing Oklahoma.
You know, I really liked the production value on that voicemail, I have to say. I mean, that was some work there.
If there was a category for best produced voicemail, then he should be nominated and he should win.
I think so.
But so Adam is the one who's the melon fucker?
Right.
No.
It's the, that's his co-host. No, so Christian, thank you for the phone call, Christian. And, for the future, you send all email goes to, contact at Dubious Intent. You can hear my ice shaking in my glass.
So we got it. Is that from the Soda Stream?
I sound like Barney Miller with my cocktail. All right, let's get to the phone calls here, shall we? Let's go to our first one. Well, our second one now, because Christian was our first one. Let's go to it.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Ed. It's, oh, wait a minute.
wrong show.
Hi, Adam. Hi,
Daniel.
This is Big Fatty. It's, Big Fatty.
Right, yes.
He's so lovely. Mm-hmm. Just called to say hello. My name's Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Joking around. And Adam, I have the same problem as you do.
What?
That's why I drew with a dirty deed.
What?
Ow.
That's a cat?
Get away.
You do a dirty deed and the cat shows up? What?
After I do the dirty deed, I get this burning sensation also when I pee. Okay. Bye, guys.
That can't be good. Have you had that checked?
I'm glad he said after I pee, because if after you do it, if you get a burning either
that's,
way, I don't know. But
it's probably bad. I'm just... Let's see. I don't know.
I'm glad to know. You know, I didn't think anyone else would call in and admit that. So I'm glad to know I'm not the only one.
You're not
one.
Alone. There's a Latin term for it. It is a...
Hazan az unip olean soak orn oroment.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's Kara's cunt. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis.
You're a first-time caller here on the show. Do we have a thing?
I don't know. Do we have a thing?
That's the only thing I can. I don't have a ding. I don't have anything. Do we have a, you know?
I know we have some more voicemails, but I did want to mention, because you never go to Facebook, and I just want to mention.
Yes.
That James on Facebook.
Yes.
Messaged us today.
Yes.
And said, "Hi, Daniel and Adam. Did you find an announcer for your contest?
We have
I'd
not.
Be happy to help you."
There you go, James. James so, can be our announcer.
James, what you need to do is send us an email to contact@dubiousintent.com.
Yes.
And Daniel will get back to you because...
Yeah, I got to write the...
He's producing that.
Yep.
So, yeah.
That is for the extravaganza, for the big voice extravaganza here on the Dubious Intentions program. All right, let's get to our next voicemail, shall we? Hello.
Hello, Dubious Intents. I am at the... I'm going to back up. What the heck? This would be a good place for a drive up. All right. I'm just checking. We have two McDonald's and you can, okay, I'll call back.
Adam?
Yes.
What'd she say?
She was at McDonald's about to order her dipped cone.
Uh-huh.
And someone in the line didn't get, they pulled up too far at the window.
Yes. Yes.
And they needed to back up, and she saw that they were going to hit her car.
Oh.
So she said, "Oh, damn it, I got to back up.
Right.
I'll call you back."
Okay. Thank you. That makes perfect sense. Well, thank you, Kathy Bacon, for that phone call. I'm sure that she didn't call back. There's not another Kathy Bacon.
She did not. She didn't.
So I hope you're okay then. I hope that nothing happened to your car. Maybe she called a different show. Maybe she got confused and called a different
show.
It could be. Yeah. All right. Listen to the next phone call.
Hey, guys. It's Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi. I'm listening to your last show right now, and I just would like to stand up for Adam about something for a minute.
Thank you, Carrie.
All right. That something happened. That phone call got dropped. All right. Let's.
I haven't.
No, it got dropped. I don't know what happened there. It just cut off right there.
Daniel, you regularly tease him about how much, quote, money he makes.
Yes.
When a couple episodes back, I was floored by how much money you must make.
What?
I think the quote, you had decided to move apartments to an apartment down the hall because it was $700 less a month.
Yes.
How much could you be paying for rent if you're paying $700 less a month? My mortgage is $780 a month, and, like, I can't afford a tad bit more than that. Like, that's our top of the line. So unless you moved into a new apartment that now is, like, $100 a month, you have to be making a little bit of extra money as well, even without Robert working. So as much as I and everybody else would love Robert to get a job, I'm not worried about your financial status. I think you're doing okay. I think that if you can afford an apartment that you just down the hall with $700 less, you'll probably be okay. In other news,
yes,
I can't find Robert a job. Oh. I really can't send an Amazon gift card right now.
I don't.
What I can say is happy birthday.
Thank you.
And hopefully Big Fatty flooded his show with your beautiful voice.
Oh,
have a great day, guys.
Thank you, Carrie. You know, she probably got mad at me back during my rant earlier in the show and didn't make it this far into the show. But thank you,
Thanks,
Carrie. That means a lot. And no, I don't want gift cards. I don't want, I don't need any of that stuff.
You know, I find I don't know why I found this amusing, but she says how much, quote, money, as if money
quote,
was
right, yeah,
the.
Yeah, it's not real money. It's just quote.
You
money.
Know, well, the, and, you know, I'm paid in Monopoly money. And if I was always made fun of for making too much money, that would be okay. I mean, everyone can make fun of me for that. I mean, you know, I'm going to mention one thing that I didn't say at the beginning of the show just really quickly.
Yes, what?
Why'd everyone feel like, because I'm an internet celebrity,
yes,
that they have a right to an opinion about what I choose to wear? Because I just want to say, I have worn a baseball cap for my entire life. It has nothing to do with the fact that I'm getting older. It has nothing to do with the fact that I have thinning hair or balding hair in the back. It has nothing to do with the fact that I want to look young.
But
I have always worn a hat.
Adam.
Yes?
You're a public figure. You've put yourself out there.
So I know. Well, apparently.
You're not a real person.
Apparently. So the next thing they're going to be saying is, you're too old to wear those fucking earrings. You need to take them out and let the holes grow up.
Anyway. You should. If you haven't, you should right now.
I guess so. I guess. Anyway.
Really? Is it so? This really upsets you?
It doesn't upset me, but I don't think that. Well, upset is a strong word. I don't understand.
You need to. Okay, but that's because you're up.
Well,
that's how people want to joke around with you because we do a show where we joke around with things.
It's fine. I just feel like
it is out of a sense of love is a very strong word, but it isn't out of a sense of them liking you that they are joking around with you.
I know. It's fine. I'm just saying.
I mean, if they truly hated you and they truly didn't like, they wouldn't say anything to you. They would be going around behind your back saying shit about it.
There are people out there. Vera that Charles. Makes some pretty questionable fashion choices.
Vera Charles.
And, I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, I wear a baseball cap. I want to say that baseball caps are very prevalent in the South. And I did lots of searches for pictures of guys in baseball caps. There yes. are guys in their 80s and 90s wearing, but there is nothing wrong with wearing a baseball cap. Anyway, that's all I'm saying. Really? Anyway, I'm done.
Let's go to our next phone call then. Thank you, by the way, Carrie. Thank you very much for your phone call. We do appreciate it. Carrie's been listening to us. Well, she was listening to the show before you were even on the show. She was listening to the show a long time ago. So she's... Dan in the chat room said that Daniel just said no to an Amazon gift card. Not from you, Dan. I will happily take an Amazon gift card from you. Carrie is a new mother and, you know, she doesn't need to be spending money on a gift card.
She's not really a new mother. It's her second, right?
Well, but that she just had a kid.
Oh, and I want to say one more thing.
What?
I hardly ever wear my hat sideways anymore. It's always backwards now.
But they haven't seen you.
Sideways was a more youthful way. Now it's backwards. Anyway, go ahead. Moving right along. Move the show forward.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, Turnip Head.
What you doing?
Doing a show.
Excuse me. I'm just calling to say an early happy birthday, Daniel.
Oh, I will be thinking
about you, and I wish you all the best, and I hope you have an awesome day. All right, take care, and have a good show. Bye.
Wait, now, will you be touching yourself while you're thinking about me? That's the real question. Turniped. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess they touch themselves but inappropriately.
That's a given.
Will he be touching himself inappropriately? That's the question. All right, and it looks like Turniped called back. I wonder if maybe this is Kathy Bacon's phone. Maybe Kathy Bacon back into him.
Hey, boys, it's Turniped again. And the mechanical seemed to cut out there before I was able to properly dismount. So I had to call back because, well, you know, we just got to do things the right way. So
right. Yes, exactly. There you go. It's because he's Canadian.
I want to know, does he feel better now?
He does.
Oh, and Turniped, I don't know if you were in the room last week. I don't remember, but we cannot make it to Canada. Just
Well, in fairness, you could make it to Canada.
Well,
Mittens could.
I can't now because it's too late for me to order a passport. Yes.
Oh, what's this? What's this? It's a last minute death phone call. Let's see what
Hello, this is Joe Boo Hecker. I'm calling Celebrity Death Phone.
Is this kind of like when Ricky Schroeder just decided to be Rick Schroeder? Is like Joey trying to be all grown up now? This is Joe Boo Hecker.
You know, I was going to say, is he Joey or is he Joe? Because if he goes by Joe, I will start calling him Joe. But I've known him as Joey. And now it seems that he's going by Joe. Or maybe he always went by Joe and he just used Joey for his podcast persona. I don't know. I'm really confused.
Let's see. I think we can get some answers.
Okay,
to this
Kathy here. Bacon.
Okay, Kathy Bacon. What does Joey Boo Hecker call himself? No, I'm pretty sure that... Oh, he doesn't have a place to play it on his website. I have to download the thing to play it. No, this is the wrong one. I shouldn't have done that one. I was going to play their theme song because it says, I'm
hey,
Joey.
Creamies?
Yeah, what do you
what
know?
What do you know? Somebody,
yeah, I'm Joey, not this.
Celebrity death phone.
Yes.
Ralph Wilson, the longtime owner of the Buffalo Bills. I think he's the only owner of the Buffalo Bills ever has died. Bye.
So I'm assuming this is because he's from Buffalo. I find it hard to believe that Joey or Joe watches football.
I don't know, but it had to do with Buffalo, and he's promoting his.
Right. Fine. Yeah.
What was the guy's name? Ralph Emerson?
I don't know. Ralph.
Joe Boo Hecker.
Ralph football, sports ball, Ralph sports ball.
Now, before you play us out of this.
Yes.
We do have more voicemails, but I'm going to have to play them.
Okay.
Because they came in too late. So here, I have no idea whether this is a CDP call or just a regular call, but I'm going to play it. So here we go.
Okay. I don't know what the, I don't know what the, what's it called when you do something, okay. What the word is for when you do something,
imitate
not a
big
requirement,
fat.
But I don't know what the Okay.
Sounds like
your birthday is Friday.
Yes.
It, to me, it's more appropriate to say happy birthday prior to it.
Preemptively.
Because I think that's four right. is better than yes. belated. But
right.
as far as party, but as far as a party goes, I'm serious.
Yes.
What etiquette is that? The word
etiquette.
Okay, so the proper etiquette would be to say happy birthday, Daniel. I hope you
yes.
have a fabulous day. I hope uh-huh. you get every. Well, obviously, you're getting everything you wanted because of Tuesday, and you've been at the front of the fart show for 2 days now.
Yes.
And I'm assuming it's going to happen for the rest of the week, which is awesome. And I'm happy for you. But I also hope that Robert gets a job or has a bite or something like that, you know? So anyway, so I think it's proper etiquette to wish a happy birthday prior to the birthday. That's okay. But I
yes.
don't think you should be able to have the party until after because, well, what if you weren't like still alive on your birthday?
Right. What if I died?
Like anything could happen. So
right.
like you would celebrate your birthday
and then die.
What if you weren't still here on your birthday?
What a horrible
you know
way to go.
That's so morbid. Okay. And for dead or alive.
Yes, yes.
My Android is dead. Well, it's not dead. I just got an iPhone. And so anyway, I'm working really hard to get everybody's phone numbers back. Have I taken up enough time yet?
Lord. Okay. Well, we know one thing, Kathy Bacon. Did
what?
Not die in the accident
Kathy Bacon.
That she
but
avoided
that would be,
earlier.
Wouldn't that be horrible? Wouldn't that be, you know, you celebrate your birthday and then you died before your actual
yeah.
birthday because all the obituaries would actually say you're a year older than you really were.
Yeah.
That would be horrible. All right. Thank you very much for
we
everyone that called
call.
In. Oh, we have another call. I'm sorry.
We have another call.
Another call. Waiting.
You know, it's funny looking because you know how Google Voice translates or they it like writes,
yes.
types out what it thinks the person said.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when Kathy Bacon calls, it takes up like the whole screen on my laptop, like. Just the text from her one call. It's like a novel. Anyway, here's the next one.
Oh, and let me say this really fast. I wanted to stay up tonight for the show, but I'm getting up at 4:30 in the morning to work out. And I got absolutely no sleep last night. Well, I shouldn't say I didn't get any sleep last night. I went to sleep at about 9:40. I woke up at 11. And then I woke up again at 12:05 and like 2:30 and 3:09 and 4:07. And finally, I got up at 4:37 and worked out this morning. So anyway, I do have to go to bed really early. I'm not going to go to bed. I'll like be sleeping for like 40 minutes before y'all even start. So anyway, I would have named the show. I would have picked something along the lines of Big Fatty something. Just because.
Big Fatty something just because.
You are on the front of this show every day this week.
Right.
Or you will
yes.
be. So.
Yes.
Goodbye. I'm sure it'll be something dirty like elbow up to my butt or something.
What? We look.
Elbow up to my butt?
It's the chat room.
Yeah, we don't come up with titles.
It's not even. Anyway, I find it amusing that she knew the exact times that
I know.
Woke up. Did she
I can't remember. I have to write things down. Like, I had to write down that thing today. Popcorn Time, because I heard about this thing on another podcast called Popcorn Time, and I wanted to check it out. It's a BitTorrent like program or whatever called Popcorn Time.
That's illegal.
Well, whatever, but I couldn't remember the name. I had to write it down because I heard it twice, and then the second time I'm like, I need to write it down because I keep forgetting it. So it's like I had actually, and she can like remember exactly when she woke up. I woke up at 1:14.
She probably has a dream journal.
Woke up again. I would pay money to see Kathy Bacon's dream journal.
She has a dream journal by her bed, and she writes everything that she dreams. And so when she woke
either
up,
that
was...
Either that or every time she wakes up, she calls a different podcast. And it's just she just remembers the time codes on her cell phone bill.
Maybe.
Like, as to
I
when.
Don't know. That's
all right.
It. That was the
can
last
I play
call.
Us out of a... Yeah, okay.
3, 2, 1.
All right. So thank you for everyone that called. And thank you for the lovely birthday wishes, both Turniped and Kathy Bacon.
You know, she was so precariously close. I don't even know if precarious is the right word. She was so close to actually ending the show. She might have actually ended it. I don't remember what she said.
No, she did. She did. She said elbow to your butt, which is...
Okay. That's fine then.
She did not preemptively end the show. All right. So I just, before we do end the show, I just wanted to say this.
I love you too, Daniel. I do.
I love you too, Adam. But I was going to say, you're going to be here 2 weeks from... now, basically, a little less than 2 weeks from now. You're going to be here on April 4th and 5th. We are in New York City, April 4th and 5th. We are down near the World Trade Center is where we're staying. But our tentative itinerary at this point in time is Friday evening. We don't have a specified place that we're going. Other than dinner, we're going to be eating at Bobby Flay's restaurant Friday evening. And then I guess we're going to go out Friday night, but I haven't decided where we're going or haven't found where we're going to go. If you guys, any New York City folks out there or anyone who's recently been to New York City and has like found a really fun gay bar that they might want to suggest, please send us a suggestion for Friday evening in New York City. If you are going to be in New York City Friday evening and you would like to meet up with us, you know, send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. We'd love to meet up with you. Saturday evening, well, actually Saturday day, we're going to be going and seeing Avenue Q for the matinee show. And then Saturday evening, we have dinner reservations somewhere. Where are we eating at Saturday? Some place you just picked.
We're eating at... Damn it, where's
the... It doesn't matter. Some place that you picked. You just threw a dart and picked a place. And so we're going to be eating in... It's down near Times Square that we're going to be eating on Saturday. But Saturday evening, we will be going to, I think, to the Duplex, which is down near the Stonewall and Christopher Street area. So Saturday evening, we will be there at the Duplex in New York City. And if you, again, if you're going to be in New York City this weekend and would like to meet up with us, or if you have a suggestion of a place that we could go on Friday evening or Saturday evening, we're not like, you know.
It's called Glass House Tavern.
There you go, Glass House Tavern. We may be, I believe the tentative plans at this point in time that we'll be meeting up with Kevin and Brian on Saturday evening for dinner and then for the for drinks after that. So anyway, it is a fun weekend in New York City with Adam Burns and myself. And if you would like to meet up with us or whatever, and you're going to be in the city, then please let us know. That's all I want to say. Or if you have a suggestion of things to, like a place to go, like a bar to go to.
Yeah, and if you're in Buffalo, Mark and I will be in Buffalo Sunday night and Monday. So.
Well, yeah. So Boohacker is, you're going to meet up with Joe.
Yes.
Joe Boohacker.
We will be going to Niagara Falls and dinner probably at Mother's or somewhere.
Now is it okay to call him Donna or do we have to like call her like Don? Is it Don Sugar's name?
I don't know. I do not know.
Hello, girls. This is Don Sugars.
This is Don. Right.
See, that just doesn't sound right. All right. Well, there you go. That's the show.
So I heard an explanation on Big Fatty's show, and he made a point to say, now listen, everyone, I know we've been getting a lot of, you know, risque photos on the spotting. I know this is a deal with me. I'm sorry. I'm wearing it out. But anyway, he went on to explain this, and he basically told people, by the way, you don't have to submit raunchy photos. Like as if he was saying, you know, hey, stop it, Adam. Stop sending the naughty photos. I mean,
maybe have you thought about maybe submitting one? Because I think like the last one you sent was Mark from All About Me, and he was like elbow deep in. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line 2x2 DI Plus. That's 2 2. Shit, the website's not up. 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
I'm going to call a technical foul, Bob, or whoever.
Yes. What? Yes, what?
Because you didn't stop at the end of the word. You kept going. Like, the show has to end, like...
Oh, screw it then. All right, fine.
You know.
Fine. Then, all right, fine. So then you do it then.
Oh, you want me to do it? Well, what I was going to say...
No, you go ahead and show me how it's done. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I mean, he was talking about, you know, how everyone needed to just send in cute pics. And I was thinking to myself, it's not like the picture that I sent of Ed or Mark or whoever the hell it was that he was like elbow deep.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
And listen to how professional that voicemail number sounded.
I know, especially when it's right in front of me.
When you get the teleprompter set, it's great. You know,
it's kind of like, remember when Fatty was in Vegas and he had the teleprompter and he still like couldn't do his little part because he was having to read it?
No, he was squinting. He was like, what?
I
what?
Can't,
what
I is can't that? See it over there. I don't know what that says. Whatever. All right. Well, thank you for those of you who wished me a happy birthday. And thanks for everyone who called in from there. And for those who may call in and listen to Big Fatty's show this week. And you'll hear us on the beginning of every show. Thank you so much, Fatty, for doing that for us. And listen to It's All About Me just because.
Yeah.
Right. So good night, Chet.
Good night, David. Happy birthday.
Thank you. you. All right. Ah, shit, I forgot to record.
Yeah, hi guys, Arjun Cruiser again for Celebrity Death Phone. David Brocky, a lead singer of G-War thrash metal band, dead at 50. He's also known as Odorous Arungus. Bye.
Hi guys, it's me, Ed Chan, calling in from Singapore. Yeah, I don't know how to put this, and it's kind of weird. This was so big, that thing, by the way. I don't know if this is going to give me a plus point or minus point, but Westboro Baptist Church Pastor Fred Phelps is dead. So does that give me a plus point or a minus point here? I don't know. Plus being, well, he's sort of like a celebrity and he's dead. Minus that, you know, he's like enemy number one for me that's not in his church. Anyway, yeah. You guys figure it out. Let me know in the next episode how it goes. And yeah. Wait, how do I end this call again? Wait, what's the end of the sigh? Is it sigh? A sigh? Okay, a sigh then.
Hello, Dubious Intent guys. It's TJ from Nowhere. I'm calling the Celebrity Death Phone for a dubious celebrity indeed. Fred Phelps, Westboro Baptist Church, dead. And I'm not going to do the sigh to dismount because he doesn't deserve it. All I'm going to say is, and only Daniel will get this, good night, Mr. Phelps. That's it. Bye.
Hello, Dubious Intent Plus, calling for the Celebrity Death Phone. Since I'm assuming you're going to get a lot of calls on this, I decided to contribute to help increase the sort of en masse wave of phone calls you're probably going to get regarding Fred Phelps Sr., that lovely, lovely, yes, sarcasm man who has died. And I'm tempted to say good riddance, but I've decided I'm not that mean. On the other hand, I do find it amusing because I think I saw a link last night talking about how some temple worshiping Satanists or something are going to do some sort of a ceremony to proclaim that Fred Phelps was gay or something, or have sex on his gravesite or something. I don't know. Something weird like that. Anyway, I rambled on way too long. Bye. Have a good day.
Yeah, hi guys. Atty Cruiser at the, well, he's not really a celebrity, stuck with Ted Phone. He not be named. Dead.